And the Afterglow is made possible in part by the generosity of Superior Energy of Vernon, offering 5-star rated personalized propane service for customers throughout Connecticut and southern Massachusetts. Now in their 80th year, Superior Energy goes above and beyond with their customer-first focus. Call 800-242-0427 to discuss your propane needs, or visit propanect.com for a live chat.
In the Afterglow. Good evening, you and I together in the Afterglow. I'm Father John. You know who you are. So sit back, relax, make yourself comfortable, put your feet up, and prepare to spend a brief hour of time with me to develop a sense of comfort and peace in your life. It's what we all want, isn't it? What we all need. We don't need to bring home all the hectic challenges of the day or the demands and the commands that wreck the few moments of relaxing time that we crave. Stress and the hurry and the worries of daily life can lead to feelings of separation and isolation, even from those dearest to us. So, we search for the key to restoring our sense of connection with loved ones, and this is where we'll find it. But now, you know that the average person uses only about 5 to 10% of his or her mind, mostly for thinking, feeling, reasoning, and storing memories. This is where we help you to use more of your mind for self-discovery, innovative and new ideas, and personal growth. So let's put the day's worries to rest and find the peace that God wants us all to have in the Afterglow. Well, you're in the Afterglow. I'm Father John. This is WJMJ. Together we unwind, relax, and get life back into balance. Yes, darkness fell as the sun set tonight at 5:55, and the Afterglow lingered till about 6:24. Darkness falls on the earth and eats up more time as we move closer and closer to the shortest day of the year. Together we relax, we unwind, and find the best of who we really are in the Afterglow. You may recognize that voice because it's the famous greeting by female comedian Minnie Pearl, and today marks her birth anniversary. Born Sarah Colley in 1912, she was from a small town just outside of Nashville, Tennessee. She started working with a small traveling theater group when she met a mountain woman that gave her the idea for the character of Cousin Minnie Pearl. She started performing the character, and about a year later, she was discovered by a local radio station. She was asked to entertain a crowd at the famed Grand Ole Opry, where she would perform for 50 years. Minnie Pearl got her big break by being a regular on the long-running show Hee Haw until 1991. Pearl's act was a gentle satire on Southern culture, with her down-home dresses and her big hats, usually with a price tag of $1.98 on it. She would make crowds laugh all across the country until her death at the age of 83. But audiences will always remember Minnie Pearl, born 109 years ago, who always loved us so much it hurt. Now, today also marks the birth anniversary of an artist considered the greatest painter of the 20th century. Pablo Picasso was born in Spain in 1881. At the age of 19, Picasso moved to Paris, the art capital of the world at the time, to find work as a painter. After years of struggling in poverty and having to burn paintings just to give himself warmth, Picasso became a household name in art during the 1920s. He gained fame after co-founding the Cubist movement. His work was always evolving, and even at the age of 88, he discovered the style known as Neo-Expressionism. He painted up until his death in 1973. But his legacy went beyond his artwork, as every young artist of the 20th century was somehow influenced by Picasso's work. And every new work of art is compared to Picasso's greatness. There have been many amazing artists throughout the history of time, and there continue to be more artists who continue to wow us. But there will never be another artist who affected the art world like Pablo Picasso, who was born 140 years ago today.
Ah, the last Picasso. The last Picasso was just acquired by some old museum. And Don Quixote. Well, Don Quixote, the old man's rhyme has lost its reason. Which only reminds me, if I remember to say that without you this life of plenty would seem so empty. Ah, the last Picasso. The last Picasso may gather dust amid the ruins. And Don Quixote, well, Don Quixote may no longer make his wishful tunes. But I still have you, and I will have you when everything else is gone and done with. We will be like one with the last Picasso.
On Pablo Picasso's birth anniversary today, that was Neil Diamond with his song called The Last Picasso. Here in the Afterglow on WJMJ, Catholic Radio, where faith meets life. And right now, we journey to the crossroads of where faith meets life. God told Moses to tell Pharaoh, "Let my people go." Moses said, "God, I can't do that. I stutter. I'm not a very good speaker. Please send someone else." God decided that Moses' brother, Aaron, who was a good communicator, should accompany him. God told Moses, "You'll speak to Aaron and tell him what to say. He'll act as your mouth, but you'll decide what comes out of it." Moses fully intended to use his brother as a crutch. He took Aaron with him. But I love what happened. When they stood before Pharaoh, just as Aaron stepped up to speak, something rose up inside of Moses. He felt it was his time. Moses put his shoulders back and held his head high, and together they said, "Thus says the Lord God of Israel, let my people go." Moses wanted his voice to be heard too. You don't need your friend to speak for you. You don't need your neighbor to drive for you. You don't need anyone to tell you what to do. You are equipped. God wouldn't have presented you with opportunities if he had not already given you everything you need. God has equipped you. You are anointed. You are empowered. You are well able. Don't let anyone play upon your supposed weaknesses. Yes, there may be times when you need help, and that's fine. But don't let someone do for you what you can do for yourself. Don't become too dependent on others. Don't use crutches when you're able to walk on your own. God would never have told Moses to go speak in front of Pharaoh unless he knew Moses could do it. You may have some limitations, but you don't need a crutch. You have been equipped with everything you need to fulfill your destiny. You can make your own decisions. God has given you wisdom to run your own life. You don't need somebody constantly telling you what to do and what not to do. It's good to hear other people's opinions, yes. It's good to listen to advice, yes. But understand, you can also receive input from God. You can hear that still, small voice from God's Holy Spirit. You have a direct line to the throne of God. And if somebody is always trying to tell you what to do, just say, "Thanks, but no thanks. God and I, well, we're on speaking terms, you know." That's where faith meets life.
The whispers in the morning of lovers sleeping tight, a rolling by like thunder now, as I look in your eyes, I hold on to your body and feel each move you make. Your voice is warm and tender, a love that I could not forsake. sound of your heart beating made it clear suddenly.
I'm Father John, and thanks for joining me. We're in the Afterglow on WJMJ with music and messages of peace and hope. We take time now to relax and to de-stress. We just heard Michael Crawford with his version of The Power of Love in the Afterglow, where it happens best. Now, tonight, we remember a reminder on the effects of war as we mark the death anniversary of Sadako Sasaki. Born in Hiroshima, Japan, she was 2 years old when the atomic bomb was dropped on the city in 1945, living just a mile away from ground zero of the blast. She would grow up like any normal girl, but in 1954, she developed growths on her neck and behind her ears. A year later, purpura formed on her legs, and she was diagnosed with acute malignant lymph gland leukemia. Doctors estimated that she had a year to live. When Sasaki was admitted to a hospital, her roommate told her about a Japanese legend where anyone who folds 1,000 origami paper cranes will be granted a wish, and taught her how to fold a crane. And so Sasaki spent her time in the hospital folding cranes out of any paper that she could acquire, asking other patients if she could have their paper and getting paper from her friends at school. Sadly, Sasaki fell short of her goal of 1,000 paper cranes, only folding 644 before passing away on this day in 1955. Inspired and moved by her story, her classmates would finish folding the remaining 356 cranes, which were buried with her. After her death, Sasaki's friends and classmates raised funds to have a memorial statue made in her honor in the Hiroshima Peace Memorial Park, which was dedicated in 1958. On the statue is a plaque that reads, "This is our cry, this is our prayer, peace in the world." Sadako Sasaki is a symbol of the effects of nuclear weapons. And with prayer and reflection, we hope never to see people suffer from the effects of these weapons ever, ever again. Now tell me, are you feeling down or upset? Do you think nothing ever changes and you are stuck in a rut? Do you know what you need? Some magic. And this is the perfect time for some magic during International Magic Week. It's a week to bring much-needed pizzazz and fun into your life. Try to find a magic show to see some illusions that can shock and amaze you. Or you can try making your own magic. Walk out in nature and try to discover something that you've never seen before. Take a spontaneous vacation to a different and exotic place. Go on a romantic date with that special someone when they least expect it. Try a new hobby or activity with a friend that you can get thrilled about. Those are just some ideas, but you can probably think of your own because there are many ways to make magic besides waving a wand. So go find some excitement and entertainment during International Magic Week.
You're sailing softly through the sun in a broken Stone Age dawn. You fly so high, I get a strange magic. Oh, what a strange magic. Oh, it's a
That was ELO, the Electric Light Orchestra, with Strange Magic. It's part of the Afterglow. And in the Afterglow is where we take time to relax and replace the stress of life with the best of life. So it's story time now in the Afterglow. One day, there was a blind man sitting on the steps of a building with a sign by his feet that read, "I am blind, please help." Well, a creative publicist was walking by the blind man and stopped to observe that the man only had a few coins in his hat. He put a few of his own coins into the hat and, without stopping to ask for permission, took the sign turned it around, and wrote a new message on it. He then placed the sign by the feet of the blind man and left. Later that afternoon, the creative publicist returned to the blind man and noticed that his hat was almost completely full of bills and coins. The blind man himself recognized this person's footsteps and asked if it was him who had changed his sign. He also wanted to know what the man wrote on it. The publicist replied, "I just changed your message so people could relate to it." He wished the blind man well and said goodbye and went on his way. The blind man didn't know it, but his new sign now read, "It's a beautiful day and I cannot see it." Same message, different delivery. Something to think about.
I don't know why you think that you could help me when you couldn't get by yourself. And I don't know who would ever want to tell the seam of someone's dream. Baby, it's fine. You said that we should just be friends while I came up with that line. And I'm sure that it's for the best. If you ever change your mind, don't hold your breath. Look, you may not believe that, baby, I'm relieved. When you said goodbye, beautiful day. It's my turn to fly, so girls get in line, cause I'm easy, no playing this guy like a fool. Cause now I'm alright. You might have had me caged before, but not tonight. And you may not believe that, baby. It's a beautiful day and I can't stop myself from smiling. If I drink and then I'm buying, and I know there's no denying that it's a beautiful day to send this up and the music's playing. And even if it started raining, you wouldn't hear this boy complaining, cause I'm glad that you're the one. Think I'll take up my time with thinking of a breakup, then you've got another thing coming your way, cause it's a beautiful day. Beautiful day, oh baby, any day that you're gone away, it's a beautiful day.
And that was Michael Bublé with It's a Beautiful Day. And I hope your day was beautiful and fulfilling and rewarding and stress-free. When life is good, it is important to realize just who has provided that great life and all those blessings. However, life isn't always ideal. Sickness, trials, and discouragements sometimes seem to dog you. Nevertheless, thank God in all circumstances, the good times and the not-so-great ones. When you thank God, amazing things happen in your heart. Somehow you find the grace and the courage to be glad that God is still God, when life is good and when it isn't. Well, we're here to tell it like it is. Here in the Afterglow on WJMJ, I thank you for joining me. I'm Father John, and we get together every weekday evening from 7 to 8. Now, turn on the light. you'll see better. When we surrender to God the cumbersome sack of discontent, we don't give up something, we gain something. God replaces it with a lightweight, tailor-made, sorrow-resistant attaché of gratitude. What will you gain with contentment? You may gain your marriage. You may gain precious hours with your children. You may even gain joy.
Stop the clocks, it's amazing. You should see the way the light dances up your hair. A million colors of hazel, golden and red.
Night prayer is coming up, but first, let's let God's Word talk back to us in today's Word.
Oh, I will hold on to the afterglow.
Today is Monday of the 30th week in Ordinary Time. And a woman was there who for 18 years had been crippled. She was bent over, completely incapable of standing erect. When Jesus saw her, he called her and said, "Woman, you are set free of your infirmity." Whenever we hear of a crime against an elderly person, we express our horror that such a thing could even be contemplated. It seems almost sacrilegious. Most of us would claim to respect the elderly, but how sincere are we? Do we really value their wisdom and experience? Do we take note of their advice? Do we accord them the same human rights as the rest of humanity and care for them according to their needs? Or do we shrug off their infirmities as the price of old age? Do we believe in service to the old or in lip service? Jesus did not believe in lip service. He responded to the needs of everyone, young or old, male or female, of whatever race. No rules or regulations should prevent us helping the needy, even if those rules are supposedly to be God's law. Jesus knew God's will better than anyone and knew it did not include allowing unnecessary pain or suffering. The religious authorities did not see it that way. To them, Jesus was causing a nuisance, attracting crowds of people wherever he went, cluttering up the synagogue and interfering with the worship. These sick and infirm people were simply in the way. Jesus challenged the synagogue officials' priorities by demonstrating that they would treat an ox or a donkey better than a daughter of Abraham. Jesus exposed the pettiness of their legal quibbles about the Sabbath. He raised to dignity someone who, in the usual scheme of things, would be overlooked. While others ignored the old woman, he alone saw her as she really was, and as she should be. He saw her distress and he wanted her to be well. The mean-spiritedness of the officials called forth his indignation. Instead of rejoicing in her cure and her freedom from disability, they could only find fault. Let us pray that we may not ignore those who cannot speak for themselves, and that we too may put the weakest at the top of our list of priorities and begin to respect our elders.